facility is available.
I think we don't have anything established of as far as what exactly would go in there. The process, I guess I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but the process would be to acquire the building and then have more community engagement and input on what they would like to see in there. It's a 36,000 square foot building. There's a lot of opportunity and a lot of room in there that we can hopefully accommodate everybody, you know.
I was thinking less than half of it could be used for the type of convention center or conference center. I say convention, but I should be using conference or community center, because it would be something that would be open for somebody to have a wedding dance or reception and those kind of things as well. So it's not just for conventions.
Yeah, in the current design, about 60% of it is kind of the wellness component. And what we've heard from people through community feedback, some base uses, you know, some additional gym space would be handy. It's difficult to find gym space if somebody wants to go play as a family or with friends, or if kids want to get some extra gym time. And then having, some weight and cardio area that's accessible and fresh. And then also, some space that maybe, folks can hang out on cold days in the winter, when you can't ice fish or go sledding, just to help round out some activities in town for families and for other folks, just given the seasonality of how our typical activities are offered,
So are those kind of facilities not offered in Valentine? I mean, I know we've got some places that have weights and those kind of things. And I guess that's one thing that I had people say, well, wouldn't that compete with some private businesses in town? But are you looking at different types of things in this one that are currently not offered?
Yeah, I think there'd be different types. And I'll just speak really directly to that. So one of them is owned by my mom on Main Street. I'll tell you how much money she doesn't make on that. The owner of Valentine Health and Fitness came to a public meeting at City Council and said he doesn't make money on it. And so you're relying upon folks to do these because they care about it, right? They're putting extra money into these projects, typically out of their pocket, to support them. How sustainable are these? Mm-hmm. We lack the scale in a town this size to have your Planet Fitness or to have your 24-hour fitness or whatever it is. And so that's where, that's where in some cases the city government fills the gap. Just when we're in towns that just lack the scale to do some of these things where markets would typically provide them.
And Rich, I would think that the Visitors Promotion Board, they're primarily where the wellness center would be great for the community. The convention center is where you guys would come in to help bring some things here, not only during summer, but during the off months, I guess you might say.
Yeah, our mission really is to try to get people to come into Valentine. And obviously when they come here, then they do spend some money, and that's really important for the economy in the area. I know we have some other things that do support our economy in the area, the ranching and everything like that. But the tourism is a big part of it. It's a good opportunity to bring people to town. Even with the little limited space that we do have, I know the 4-H building has a little bit of a area and Peppermill has a little area too, but the size is not really that big. There's oftentimes a couple events going on at the same time, so we have to just be selective what we can get. But I think this will open up some doors. Even as a canoe rental guy in the summertime, we see, even when the county surveyors come to town, we could host all kinds of conventions similar to that and that size. And that's a big boost for everybody. I see the parking lot at Peppermill.